Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Former director of Pella Jazz One and co-director of the Pella Marching Dutch, Dick Redmond joins us on today's program to share his memories from the previous trips the Marching Dutch took to the Rose Parade in 1988 and 2003.
First of all, Mr. Redmond, I imagine it's been a lot of excitement, I'm sure, for you and for many others who were on the previous trips to see the band continue this great tradition. What was it like when you first heard the news that they were going to go back to the Rose Parade for the first time in nearly 20 years? And what's it been like since then, hearing from so many of your former students who are sharing the excitement for what these kids are about to experience?
Well, it was a really mixed emotions of, gee, we're really proud that the band program of this year is going to participate in such an event as the Tournament of Roses Parade, as well as being excited for them because we know what they're in for. We know what they're going to experience. And to think that the students are going to have the same experience and the staff has got them into a position where they are going to be accepted to this kind of an event. We're just really excited for them, and I'm really happy for them. It's when I watched the parade on that morning, that Monday morning of January 2nd, and then I see that coming across the TV screen, Pella Community, the Marching Dutch, and I'm watching it. It's really exciting to know that the program is going to be featured at an event like this and seen not only nationally but internationally as well.
Well, and let's start with the first time that the band went in the late 80s, 1988. And I imagine, again, the Rose Parade has always been a very big deal to a lot of people and the entire experience. What was that process like with you and Mr. Blair getting that set up? And what was it like when you first heard that you were going to get in, knowing that that was the first time, right? And it was really the first time the Marching Dutch had maybe spread its wings beyond the stage here in Iowa.
Yes, it was, again, when Guy Blair came to my office and said, we've been accepted, we're going. It was one of those, I want to say, of a dream come true, but I'd watch the Tournament of Roses Parade every New Year's Day, and it was such a great event, and like I said, national, international event, and then to know that we were going to be in it, we were going to participate in it. It was just really exciting, and we had a great time with it. The process that we went through and to meet with the people, they flew us out to inspect things in the parade and have a meeting with the people from the Tournament of Roses committee. Another exciting thing is when the president of the Tournament of Roses comes to your community to give you the official invitation. They give you the invitation, let you know that you've been accepted. But then when the president of the Tournament of Roses committee comes to your town to give you the invitation, that's another real big plus about the organization.
Well, and there have been two generations of Pella High School students who are part of the Marching Dutch who went prior to this group. And as you think about those experiences and what it meant to the program overall, again, the band takes other trips that are fantastic trips and great experiences for students. But what in your mind about those 2 years stood out from the experience itself and what you were doing out in Anaheim in Pasadena, California?
Just the overall experience of being in this kind of an event. I mean, the Tournament of Roses organization is first class. It's top notch. They cover all the bases. They do everything they can to make you have a great experience. And when you're in a parade like this that has so many wonderful floats and a variety of entries, there's equestrian units, there's marching bands, there's the floats are amazing. We had the opportunity to go to one of the warehouses where they make the floats. So our kids got to see how they made the floats and even got to participate in putting some of the flowers on. And then when they got a chance to see the video of the parade, they recognized those floats that were in the warehouse that they helped build. And then they also had to take that advantage of when you're a participant in it, how the number of people along a 5.5 mile parade is incredible. And when you come to the first corner, where the TV area is, this is what you see on television. It's a huge grandstand full of people. It's New Year's Day. They're excited about the New Year and Happy New Year to everybody. But the cameras that are there, at that time when we were there, so many networks were carrying the parade. It was, I know on some of the common networks, but also HGTV. RFDTV was carrying it too as well when cable started being popular in 2003. So to come into that area with that number of people, and then for the rest of the parade route, it's solid people.
Well, and as we think back to these kinds of moments, I know for you it's probably going to be hard to answer this question, but are there favorite standouts? You talked, of course, about the general experience, but are there certain moments from either trip that still stick with you to this day that you hope, even if it's Mr. Place or Mr. Shot or one of them or one of the students are able to experience, or something that really has stuck with you over the years?
I would say for them, just the overall impact of the event, the overall impact of what you're a part of, and just to enjoy that moment, just to soak that in. It's one of those things that, gee, I'm so lucky to be here right now as a part of this. And that'd be the one thing that I would mention to them, is that in that 5.5 miles, it's just, again, the enjoyment of being a part of this event and how appreciative the people are along the parade route to you being a participant. It's just an overall great experience.
Well, and one thing I've been talking a lot about with whether it's the directors or the students or the parent group that fundraised is the uniqueness of a community like Pella and our size community participating. Not that small schools haven't been a part of the Rose Parade, but I would imagine if you go back through the list of communities that have participated in this event, Pella's got to be one of the smallest population-wise. What, in your mind, do you think makes our community so unique and special in the tradition of the Marching Dutch that allows us to participate in events like this? Because I don't think people in Pella may have the perspective of how really special it is for a town our size and a community our size to not only go, but to pay for half the cost of the students and all the other things that have happened this past year and a half.
I think one of the big pluses for our community is the industry that we're so fortunate to have. Pella Corporation, Vermeer, other industries that are here in this. Yes, it's a small community, but yet you've got international industries here in our town that are so supportive of what's done in our community. And when we hosted the president this year of the Turn Roses Committee, and I helped set up an itinerary for her visit with her husband, we offered spots in the itinerary for them to choose what they wanted to come see. They came during tulip time, so we organized some tulip time events for them. And when I asked them what they would like to see, the top of her list was Pella Corporation. She wanted to take a tour of Pella Corporation. And when they got here and took that tour, and I was able to go along with them on the tour of Pella Corporation, it was amazing. And I've lived in town over 40 years, and I got a chance to take the tour of Pella Corp, and I came away from it just so impressed that we're fortunate to have industry in our town the way we do.
Anything else you'd like to share with our audience about this experience that the kids are about to go on and the directors and all the above?
I think they're so fortunate that the band program has been selected to be a part of this, and the community should just be so proud of the level of musicianship, the quality of the product of the Marching Dutch, to go to be a part of this event, and to know that Pella Iowa, the Pella Marching Dutch, will be seen on international events such as the Turn Roses Parade, and how they will represent themselves, their program, and our community the way that they will.
And I imagine for you this has to be pretty special, that after all these years that the Marching Dutch and obviously the success of the jazz band, that has to probably warm your heart too, that the tradition hasn't gone away long after you were in the classroom with Mr. Blair.
Yeah, very much so. And Damian Place is a really good friend of mine, and he student taught in our program with Guy and I when he was in college. So it's extremely special for us to see him be so successful with the program here in town.
Tune in to Let's Talk Pella Daily through the end of next week for more from the Marching Dutch ahead, during, and after their Rose Parade trip. And stay tuned to 92.1 KRLS for updates from Pasadena later this week. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcast, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.